Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. It is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday today. We'll talk about the artist that played a big part in making it a national holiday. It's also Inauguration Week. We've got news about the virtual inaugural ball, plus Phil's pick, and another one-hit wonder. And the best rock from all eras on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Glass heart should crack, and for a second you turn back. promise that has to be believed to be seen. You could have flown away, a singing bird in an open cage. Who will only fly for freedom? Oh, oh, walk on, walk on. What you got, they can't deny it. Can sell it or buy it. Walk on, walk on. Stay safe tonight.
Walk On, U2. And up top we heard the James Gang featuring Joe Walsh and Walk Away. Two songs with walk in the title, I just realized. Not on purpose, just a coincidence. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. We are enjoying a holiday, a federal holiday today. It is Martin Luther King Day. I hope you have the day off and are relaxing and going a little bit slower this morning. It is a huge week, of course. We've got the presidential inauguration on Wednesday, and news is coming out about who will be performing and participating. It appears that Lady Gaga will be doing the national anthem. She will sing the Star Spangled Banner for the swearing-in ceremony, which will begin probably at around 11:30 in the morning on the west front of the U.S. Capitol building. Also, J-Lo will be performing, along with many distinguished speakers who will speak and do the Pledge of Allegiance and read a poem and things like that. There are also going to be many other inaugural festivities. They'll all be virtual and online this year, of course. And they're expected to draw some pretty big Hollywood names, although they've been very quiet about it so far. There are some that have been announced. There'll be a virtual parade and some other events. And then at night, a primetime network special on television hosted by Tom Hanks. And scheduled to perform at that, it'll be Jon Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, and many more to follow, I'm sure. All happening on Wednesday. More immediately, we've got Phil's pick every week at this time. Phil from Watertown gives us his picks for some great music, and let's hear what he has in store for us today.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is King of a One-Horse Town by Dan Albrecht. Dan Albrecht is a prolific producer and Black Keys frontman. He's one of those artists whose music always manages to sound fresh yet comfortably familiar. His second solo album is pretty cool. It sounds like a lost gem from the 1970s. He mixes California folk pop, a little light soul, and a touch of rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
I'm getting
Yeah.
The unmistakable sound of the Electric Light Orchestra. That is called Sweet is the Night. And up top, Phil's pick for today, Dan Auerbach, King of a One-Horse Town. I like that one. The production is kind of weird, but really enjoyable to listen to. So thank you for that one, Phil. Well, good morning. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here, your host. Today is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and few people know that Stevie Wonder played a key role in getting the federal holiday established. So here's the story. In 1968, just days after Dr. King's assassination, Michigan Congressman John Conyers introduced a bill to make a federal holiday in Dr. King's honor. But Congress didn't move on the bill, and some states enacted holidays in honor of Dr. King on their own, but there was nothing really happening on the federal front. Until 1979, when Dr. King's widow, Coretta Scott King, testified before Congress, but that also didn't work. But then things started to change in the early 1980s when Stevie Wonder got involved. He wrote the hit song Happy Birthday on his 1980 album Hotter Than July. And if you listen to the lyrics, not only pay respect to Dr. King, but also take aim with those who opposed the holiday in honor of Dr. King. So after Happy Birthday's release, Stevie Wonder and Mrs. King continued to fight to get his legacy honored. And in 1982, together, they presented a petition with more than 6 million signatures in support of the holiday to the then Speaker of the House. And then finally, in November of 1983, President Ronald Reagan signed a bill and established the third Monday of January as Martin Luther King Jr.'s national holiday. And the first MLK Day was celebrated on January 20th, 1986, nearly 18 years after his assassination. Here's the song by the artist that helped make it happen. This is Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder, in honor of MLK Day, here on Rock of Ages.
Make it become
Gin Blossoms with Allison Road. And we heard Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday, the song that really gave some push to the effort to make this day, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, a national holiday. And I hope you are enjoying a three-day holiday weekend. Hope you have it off today. We have our one-hit wonder coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to go to the late 1980s for this one today. Right now, we're going to check in with one of the indie rock mainstays from the late 2000s and early 2010s, Vampire Weekend. They rose kind of out of indie rock obscurity into a best-selling Grammy Award-winning act. The founding members met while they were studying at Columbia University in 2006, and they put out their first album in 2008. This is from their 2019 album called Father of the Bride, Vampire Weekend, This Life, on Rock of Ages.
Cheating on you, you've been cheating on me, but I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know hate is always waiting at the gate. I just thought we locked the gate when we left in the morning. And I was told that war is how we landed on these shows. I just thought the drums of war beat a lot of warnings. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Yet, 'cause I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in a forest. Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? This life and all its suffering. Another long day, another long night.
That's Foreigner doing their best Beach Boys imitation. It's called Don't Let Go. It's from Foreigner 4. And we heard Vampire Weekend and This Life. Well, you are listening to Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That starts with the classic rock from the 1970s right on through to the pop rock of the 2000s and today. And it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock era. We're going to go to the late 1980s for our hit this week. The band is Midnight Oil. They're from Australia, and they are huge in Australia. They are well known for their political activism, particularly in causes such as no nukes, environmentalist issues, and also indigenous causes, which are important in Australia. They were formed in the late 1970s, but really didn't get the attention of American radio until 1987, when they released their seventh album called Diesel and Dust. Their lone breakthrough hit was this one, Beds Are Burning. This is Midnight Oil on Rock of Ages.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them. Let's give it back.
Yeah.
was a homeless man, singing the songs I knew complete. On the steps alone, his guitar in hand. It's 50 years to first day.
Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers, Sixth Avenue Heartache. And before that, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week, we went to Australia for Midnight Oil and Beds Are Burning. Well, up next, we're going to hear from someone who I consider a throwback to the singer-songwriters of the 1970s, yet he sells out stadiums today. That's coming up right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Ed Sheeran seems like a pretty good guy. I really liked him in the movie Yesterday. He kind of made fun of himself and his persona in that movie. Well, in December 2019, he announced that he'd been going nonstop since 2017, and he was taking a break, maybe even to do some traveling. Not sure that really worked out with the pandemic and all. But exactly 1 year later, on December 21st, 2020, he released Afterglow. Now, he insisted it is not the first single from his next album, but this year will be 4 years since his last release, Divide. This is Afterglow, new from Ed Sheeran on Rock of Ages.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again. We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle, trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. So we'll
That's Journey. Wheel in the Sky. Hard to believe it, but Steve Perry will be having a birthday on Friday. He will turn 72 years old. So we played some Journey to celebrate that here on Rock of Ages. Also, Ed Sheeran, new from him, and that one is called Afterglow. Well, this is Ron LaRussa. We are getting close to the end of the hour, wrapping up another show. Got time for one more song, though. The Byrds are one of the most influential rock bands ever. They created the Southern California sound that laid the groundwork for the Eagles, Jackson Browne, and others, right up through Dawes, really, today. Tom Petty was also hugely influenced by the Byrds. This is My Back Pages, The Byrds, on Rock of Ages.
Streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.